This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Orioles spring training debut, Tomo Sugano. And he bounces this double play ball to second. That is a 4-6-3 DP. And there's Andrew McCutchen, his first at bat of the spring. He bounces this ball to the shortstop without Corbin Burns, who signed that big contract to go to Arizona. Bouncing ball to the right side. Far to his left is Jackson Holliday. Fields the ball on the outfield grass. And he throws on to Mountcastle at first to retire Derek Hall.
So we got Pirates Radio with Tomoyuki Sugano's debut yesterday. Or Orioles aren't posting any audio, so we live with that. Alas, Sugano, first appearance. Before we get to what's going on today, Jason, pretty satisfied with what you saw from the guy in his first time going against major leaguers?
Absolutely. No issues gripping the ball, no issues adapting to any of the many things that are different about the major leagues, even in spring training. To Japan, flashed his whole pitch mix. The velocity was about what we were told. And his command is going to have to be superior. He's going to have to be one of the elite control guys in baseball. That's what he was in Japan, and that's what allowed him to thrive and excel in a league where sitting 93 or sitting 91, 92 and hitting 93, 94 is still less than ideal. He's past the point in his career where you're talking about velo ads or anything like that. It's about a finesse, nuanced guy being at the top of his craft more times than not. He's going to have the advantage the first, you know, couple months of the season where no one's got much of a book on him. And yeah, you're looking at some of what he did in Japan, but there will be adjustments that are made. And even the strike zone's a little different, adapting to the different umpires and the nuance from you know, crew to crew. I'm sure he'll be up for all that. The ball also travels around here, and the ball's, I think, more juiced at the major league level than over there. And I don't know that he's pitched a whole lot in 95 degrees, 98% humidity, which welcome to Baltimore.
Yeah. Something that I was also thinking about in terms of Sugano adjusting to MLB's game here, I can't imagine there's a pitch clock over in Japan.
No,
that's got to be a big adjustment for him as well.
He had a throwing day. He pitched on a certain day with a different ball in games that are paced differently. Even the commercial breaks, it's all different.
So let's get to today. And let's start with some ominous news. Gunnar Henderson grounded out his first at bat and then left the game with a trainer. We don't know anything more yet. We'll hear from Brandon Hyde. He'll talk to the guys down there afterwards. He'll give us an update. It might be precautionary, but not exactly the best thing in the world, especially on the heels of finding out Jordan Westbrook's got a lower back issue, so he's going to miss a few more days.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they're going to take no chances with any of these guys. You hope it is just being overly cautious and precautious, and obviously something is tweaked, something's wrong. to have them consider taking him out of the game. You're hoping he's going to be just off his feet for a few days. Obviously, we will get that information to you. Everybody at this point just wants to hit fast forward on the last three innings of this game. So the skipper comes out and gives us whatever sort of update they're going to give us. Let's be real. As many shortstops as they've drafted, and as much, you know, as they've invested in that position being part of the profiles that has drawn them to utilize so many top picks on kids they thought could play shortstop. Shortstop's not a very deep position in this organization whatsoever. Jordan Westberg, I don't think it's going to play up here. We know it's not going to play with Jackson Holliday up here, certainly not where he is at this point with his arm strength and everything else. Like, Ramon, it's really bad when they've had to do that there. Like, it's Vasquez. It's Levon Soto types. I mean, that's...
Jorge's back.
That's what I'm saying. That's where it hurts.
When's
he coming back?
You think you're seeing him before Memorial Day?
No.
I don't. I mean, he's got a long way to go. I mean, they basically said he's not even really going to be doing anything real all the spring. So... that is not an area where, like...
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things. Like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, the next man up is from within, or anybody could really hold it down. I mean, you're talking about glove first 4A guys being the ones who would have to play any meaningful stretch at that position, where God forbid this to be something that happened in the regular season or affected this team in the regular season. And that's why, again, for me, the Jackson Holliday thing and the Jackson Holliday hype and all that, what was he billed to you as? And what is he now? And this is not the end all be all, and this is a snapshot in time. But like, Part of the reason he had all the value, but I'm just saying, they sold you a 1-1 catcher who was supposed to be an elite top flight catcher. Take the hitting stuff out of it. He's supposed to be a guy who you can't pry out of that position, who you would never think of DHing in game one of a playoff series because he's so singularly good back there. And that hasn't been the case. And then when this kid's a 1-1, mm-hmm. he's billed to you as a shortstop, and Gunnar might have to move to third for this kid. Oh, really? So I'm just saying, it's nothing against the kid, but they ought to be careful with how they sell stuff over there, because they're full of their own crap a lot of the time.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say. I remember doing multiple segments of, obviously, well before Jackson Holliday even made his debut. Well, Jackson's going to be the future shortstop after 2023. Are you just going to move Gunnar to third, and he'll be your full-time third baseman? And when Jackson's up, he has it ready. And then, of course, prior to spring training last year, Brandon Hyde said no. Gunner's our full-time shortstop.
And he was the 1-1, and well, I don't his career is still in front of him, but when you look at him and who went after him, like maybe like it's Drew Jones, Kumar Rocker, Tamar Johnson, Elijah Green, he might still be the best of that group.
He absolutely might be the best of that group, but part of the reason he was billed so much above Tamar Johnson, who at that time had an elite hit tool.
Yeah.
You could dream on more power for Jackson, but Tamar was just the second baseman.
Rock,
and that was the knock against him.
Yeah. Rock just tweeted out Gunnar Henderson had lower right side discomfort.
Could be an oblique.
That's exactly what I was thinking. And that is not good news.
Yeah, that could be out a while, but let's hope it's just something minor.
Well, he better sit a long while, even if it's a chance that it gets escalated into a pulled oblique situation.
Good news real quick. Orioles lead 7-4 in the fifth. Colin Selby gave up four runs. They were up 7-0. Tyler O'Neill hit a three-run bomb in this one, and Ramon Urias, a two-run homer.
Yeah. Look, Tyler O'Neill looks like Rocky Balboa. He can hit the ball a million miles. There's some things that he brings that play immediately.
Let's hope he stays healthy.
Yeah, and you know, favorable matchups. I don't. If Heston Kjerstad does what they think he could do, I just don't think that Tyler O'Neill is playing more than three times a week. But again, I say that. And we're sitting here talking about a potential Gunnar Henderson oblique injury.
Yeah.
So things have a way, again, of working themselves out, not always for the best. But I think with Tyler O'Neill, the more you're able to utilize him in premium matchups and not overextend him in the outfield, the better chance you have of getting him through the full season.
Coming up next, we stick with the O's and the backup catcher situation. Is Gary Sanchez the man to take over for James McCann? And could he be even more than just a backup catcher? Could that bat play this season? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.